This is Colourful Radio.
Ty, good morning, Ty, or good afternoon, Ty.
Hi, good morning, Rosemary. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. A bit cold up here. It's that damn freezing.
Oh, I
minus
know.
Minus eight.
I have been told. But Ty, listen, tell the listeners where you're from in London.
South London, Streatham.
Okay. And when did you arrive in Washington, D.C.?
We arrived in Washington, I think it was Friday evening.
Okay. And has it been mayhem?
It's been pure mayhem. the moment we stepped off the plane, their custom systems were down, so it took us about an hour and 15 minutes to get through security.
Wow.
And that's pretty much set the tone for the whole trip, actually.
Because I think at the weekend when I was trying to get hold of you, you're still trying to sort out your hotel, weren't you?
Well, we had to change hotels. We were quite central in the beginning, but things got booked up pretty quickly from maybe, I think, a couple of days after his actual win back on the 4th of November.
Yes.
A couple of days after that, all the hotels, guest houses, etc. were booked. So we had to switch hotels midstream, and we're a bit further out now.
Oh.
Just a trek to get in.
Okay, yeah. But that wasn't too laborious, was it? Switching hotels?
It's not really. It was a bit of a trek, but, you know, the metro system is quite good, actually.
Yes.
It's maybe not as good as the tube. Well, actually, it's some ways better, in some ways not as good.
Mm.
But it's quite extensive, yeah.
I tell you, wouldn't we want to own a hotel in Washington, D.C. right now?
You'd be breaking it in, absolutely.
So, at the moment, where are you and your daughter as you speak to us?
Well, we popped up topside. We're in a place called Dew Point Circle.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make our way to Union Station so we can get a high spot and overlook Capitol Hill.
Yes.
Down into the National Mall and the main area where the inauguration ceremony is going to take place.
Wow.
Well, we don't expect to actually see Obama. That's not going to happen. But
right.
As long as we're near a big screen and we can get to see millions of people, and the atmosphere, and that should be really good. Yeah,
because I understand that it's very well organised. There are screens upon screens, so you can see from a 20 mile radius, so that's superb for all of you. But tell me, how's your journey been, you know, so far? Just getting to where you are at the moment.
You mean it's a physical journey, or just how we made the decision to come here?
Yeah. You know, how did you get there at the moment?
I think what happened was... We obviously watched the election, stayed up that morning on the 4th to watch the election.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine called me, I think it was the day after, and said, you know what, I'm going to Washington for the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why would you want to do something silly like that? 24 hours later, I booked my flight.
Incredible, incredible. So Ty,
yeah,
as a Londoner, as a South Londoner, what does Barack Obama mean to you?
And that's a good question, actually, because... it's something that you can kind of continually ask yourself while you're here, because it's a very American event, you know, in terms of, you know, their politics. You know, for the African Americans, it's a monumental event in terms of, you know, they're connecting this to Martin Luther King's dream and et cetera and so on, you know, the whole civil rights struggle.
Mm.
As a South Londoner, as a black person or African Caribbean person living in the UK, I think Obama as an individual has a way of, I can kind of connect.
Mm-hmm.
To his policy, maybe the person himself, what he says and what he seems to stand for. I think on a world stage, I'm happy that it wasn't another Bush-like or McCain-like character.
Yes.
As a president for the States. I think on a world platform that Obama can appease factions, extreme factions in this, you know, outside of America, which might have taken us to World War III had we had another McCain or Bush-like character.
Yes, yes.
I know it's extreme, but I think things were reaching a bit of a boiling point, actually.
Yes, I do.
I think he has a very good way. He's very inclusive. He's very kind of like wanting to include the opposition. Imagine, you know, like the Labour Party wanting to sit down with the Conservative Party in the UK to sort out the credit crisis.
Mm.
You know, that's the kind of stuff which he's doing over here.
I think...
UK could learn a couple of tricks from him, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that is just honourable. It really is honourable. So for you, a Londoner in America, what is it like? It must be surreal, in fact.
It's very surreal. I mean, you know, people hear your accent and they ask, where are you from?
Mm.
You tell them you're from London, and they're just amazed.
Yeah.
But having said that, you know, there are quite a few Londoners here, quite a few English Londoners and also English people from all over the countryside that I've met through this journey. Also, there's quite a few people here from Europe. It really has attracted people, you know, globally to attend this event. For me, it's like being part of history.
Yes.
When I'm older, grayer, to sit down with my daughter or my grandchildren and say, we were there.
Absolutely. You were there. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, Ty, thank you so much for talking to us today. Have a fabulous day. And I know you're braving the weather. Minus 18, did you say?
No, minus 8.
Oh, minus 8. Because you know what? Last weekend it was minus 18. So, I mean, it's actually summer at the moment. Thanks, Ty, for joining us today at Colourful Radio. Okay, you take care and enjoy.
This is Colourful Radio.